Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten, along with Celia Behar. Hi, Seal.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Okay. So real quick, we like to do our mom stats before we're going to introduce our awesome guest for the week. So I have two kids, Zoe, who is 11, and Beatrix, who is almost 9. Probably by the time this one airs, she will be 9.
Yeah, that's crazy. Lily will be older too. I also have two little girls. They are Harper, and she is 12, going on 13 in October, and Lulu, who is 7, but she'll be 8 by the time this airs as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Crazy. Yep.
And we have our fantastic guest today, Chudney Ross. Welcome,
Hi.
Chudney.
Hi. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. So tell us, what are your mom stats, kids, ages, all of that?
I have one daughter, Callaway. She is 6, and she'll be 7 by the time this airs, which is wild. And I have one on the way.
I know. Yay! Which I didn't know until you walked in the door. We didn't know until you walked in the door.
I know.
You're being very stealthy.
It's been funny. It's been, I don't know. I've been nervous with this pregnancy, which is so weird because you'd think you'd be more nervous with your first. I think with my first, I was just sure everything was going to be perfect. Now
Wait,
I
so
know.
So are you, when are you, when, like, did you just decide you weren't telling anybody for a certain reason? Or
no, everyone in my real life knows.
Okay.
It's just sort of
online,
on the internet.
You just haven't.
Yes.
Okay.
That it makes sense. It feels more real. I don't know.
The interwebs.
On the interwebs? Yes. Yeah.
But I'm due in October, 23 weeks, and
what,
everything's been
date?
Good.
What's the date?
October 11th.
My Harper will be 13 on October 17th.
Nice. So. But Callaway was 10 days late.
Oh.
However, this baby is measuring big already, so we'll see.
That's
you never know.
Fun.
I swear the science is not exactly.
Well, and it's always, I mean, and it's the, like you were talking about, though, having, like, when you have one kid, you're like, okay, whew, that went great. They're healthy. Everything came out fine. Okay. And then somehow, I think you feel like with each pregnancy, you're like tipping the odds.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you're like,
this one's going to go bad.
Right. Yeah. Like,
this one's Damien.
Right.
I think you know more now. Like, I'm so like, oh, do I feel anything? How much am I feeling? What is that cramp? Whereas, I don't know. I feel like I trusted the process more with my first. I'm also in my 40s, which everyone's like, baby's in your 40s.
I know. Then they call you geriatric pregnancy.
Well, I was geriatric my first
because
I was 37. If you're over 35, you're considered geriatric, which they need to change that title
because
it's terrible.
Absurd.
I think now there's actually a worse title than when you're in your 40s. I don't even know what it is.
Holy shit, like, you're old having a baby pregnancy?
It's like, wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
It's still it's called the It Still Works pregnancy.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, are your eggs not rotten pregnancy?
Right. I know. They are my eggs.
Wow.
Yeah.
My older sister had a baby when she was 49. So, and that was her 10th baby.
I know. Oh my God.
I know. Well,
my mom had my brothers in her 40s when she was 42 and 43. Totally easy, natural pregnancies.
Wow. And still looks and like she's also, who is your mom?
We feel like we should mention who your mom is just so that people, Yes,
my mom is Diana Ross.
Yes,
she is.
She's in her 70s now. She's not making any more babies.
She still looks like she's 40,
but
by
she
the way.
Still looks fabulous. Yeah.
She does. God, such a cute picture the other day that you had up also of your dad, who I know, which is weird because I've really met your dad a million years ago, but I had not met you until I moved out here. But
my dad is like my brother. He knows everybody.
Yeah. Well, he's a very charismatic guy. He was in the music business, and my stepdad is also in the music business, and they're pals. And that's how I know your dad. And we're around the same age, I think. Aren't you? How old are you?
I'm 43.
Yeah, and I'm 45. And like we had a lot of mutual friends in common because you guys were in Westport and I was in Westport, but somehow I'd never met you guys, but your dad used to be at like birthday parties and stuff. Wow. So I always knew Bob.
I didn't grow up in the same house as my dad, but we went and saw him all the time.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
He is a cool dude.
He's like very funny.
He is very funny. He is very funny. So that's an interesting childhood though that you had growing up with an icon of all kinds of epic proportion.
Yeah, we had a surprisingly normal childhood, and truly it was all we knew, so it was what it was. You know, we grew up in Connecticut, not in LA, so I think we got sort of a, you know, more normal childhood, more normal upbringing.
As Connecticut is.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's funny to watch my daughter sort of experience celebrity because I don't think I ever experienced it. It just was, we traveled with my mom. We did that. But my daughter's really aware of sort of that attention and how it doesn't have anything to do with her.
Right. I have seen her on stage with your mom, though. She went
She loves performing and she loves music, but she also is wary, like wary of the celebrity of it. She's like, Mom, don't post that picture of me on the internet.
Right. Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's
and
funny.
She says,
We've talked about this. And it is an interesting thing when you have, you know, famous parents. My kids have had to get used to a certain level of publicity and, you know, that their
people
life isn't always private.
Street,
people stopping me on the street and people, you know, recognizing them. People are like, oh, it's Zoe, B-, you know, because I post a lot of pictures of my kids. So that is a really interesting dynamic. But you have a never thought I'd say this.
Yep.
So I would love to hear what your never thought you'd say this moment of parenting was, because
they're always good.
They're always good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to hear other people's too, because I'm like,
you feel better.
Oh, I've had that moment too. Yeah.
Yes. Well, as moms of girls, you've probably had these conversations as well, and you've probably already talked about it too. But I think our conversations around our vaginas, not just about hers or about mine, but we have lots of conversations more than I'd
the collective vagina. The vagina with a capital V.
It makes my husband extremely uncomfortable to see her touching her vagina. Or, just to, you know.
Right.
If she's got like an itchy vagina, he'll like call me to come home from dinner. Like, he's like, I can't deal with that. I'm like, she's basically still a baby and you changed her diapers. So like you can, but it makes him very uncomfortable. And she's very into pubic hair. She wants to know when she'll have some.
Oh my God.
So she always wants to like watch me pee, which is super awkward.
Right.
But she's interested. And I don't know that I was ever interested in vaginas.
When you said that she was very into pubic hair, I was like making blankets out of it. what do you mean? Like,
she's like, Mama, you have hair between your legs. And I'm like, know I do. I also have it under my arms,
my legs.
But, and she's like, I'm going to have hair in my vagina one day. I'm like, yeah, you are.
Hey.
It's just, but I want to make it as normal and and not awkward. Like, my husband makes it so awkward. He's like, don't touch your vagina.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's not how we have to respond to this. Like,
that's your never thought I'd say this right there. My husband said, don't touch vagina.
Right. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
There it is. What the hell?
I'm trying to like, I'm like, Josh, she can touch her vagina. Callaway, that's private if you want to do it in your room.
Right.
And she's like, but moms and dads can see my vagina. I'm like, yeah, but we don't do it on the couch.
Like, right. You're like, I can. Doesn't mean I always want to. Right.
Right. Keep it. So was there like something specific recently you had to say other than, you know, it's okay telling your husband it's okay if our daughter touches her vagina?
I think it's usually around my husband's response to it because I want her to not be uncomfortable with her private parts, but they are private.
Right.
That is, that, you know, and this is a really interesting conversation I would love to hear from, if we have any dad listeners out there, which I'm pretty sure we do, and I hope we do, because you guys are an important part of this parenting conversation as well. Is, you know, what is it like for dads growing up with daughters who, you know, and
who
because
have vaginas.
Particularly who have, yes, particularly,
well,
we don't have
men that we live with, so that's like not a thing that
because I think the conversation is changing, how we as women mm-hmm. even talk about our bodies, that we're much more forward about it, and it's much more out there. It's like, you know, and I also think it sort of happens when you hit this age and like your, you know, 30s and 40s, when you just go like, I have a tampon and I'm going to the bathroom.
Right.
Like, whereas before it was like, oh my God, I can't.
You like hide it up your sleeve.
I'm so scared. Yeah. Like, I don't.
Like checking out, you'd like, you know, with your box of tampons, you're like putting like the romaine lettuce over it.
Right.
You're like,
right.
Don't lift that. Like, everything's fine.
Yeah,
and now
we're
I'm
not,
just like, whoop, like there's my OBs.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, whatever.
But I do. I mean, it is interesting because we do, you know, even though we don't, you know, we're not with our kids' dads. Mm-mm. We have to have conversations about this,
yep.
about like daughters heading into puberty. And
yep.
how do you bring your husband sort of into that experience? Because I do think it's important for little girls to have dads that they know are comfortable and okay with it. And I think it's almost as much getting the dads okay with it as it is getting the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And he's not really okay with it. But what I want him to know is he can't bring shame around it.
Right. I don't think,
you know,
a lot of dads are. I had the same conversation.
Tell her she can go do that in her room, but it's fine to do in the bathtub.
Right.
You know, you can explore your body in the bathtub.
Right.
And
well, you should.
Yeah. Yeah. And you should.
That's my Saturday night, just so you know.
But also understanding that not everyone,
right,
you know,
right,
that it is private,
and also
and
there's,
is,
you know,
it is
certain
okay
places
in the
you can't put your rubber ducky.
Right. Yes,
right. I mean, you can, but wash it afterward if your sister's going to use it later.
Oh god. And we don't want to know about that.
Right. Yeah.
Moms or dads,
right.
That's something that's private
unless
that's,
it's stuck.
Right. Oh god,
a stucky ducky.
Oh no, that's frightening. Yeah, no, I'm not ready for puberty. I mean,
oh my God,
she's six going on.
Why did I laugh at that? It's like sailing so hard.
I'm sorry. It was right there. It rhymed.
A sticky, sucky ducky?
A sticky, sucky ducky.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. We're going to go.
It's getting worse.
Welcome to our podcast.
Also, the noises that I'm making laughing right now, I know I'm going to hear this episode and go, what is wrong with you? Why are you making those noises?
They're endearing.
So anyway, back to our serious conversation.
Back to vaginas.
Yeah.
Back to vaginas.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I mean, I think including, you know, having to include the dads in on this conversation and making them less uncomfortable around women's bodies and women's changing bodies. I think this generation of dads is experiencing something. I mean, I can tell you for sure my dad did not want to know anything about that.
Oh, yeah. No, me neither. No.
Nor did I. And I think my kids want their dads knowing everything, but I do think it's just, you know, we as moms and as women are like, hey, dude, this is, you have a kid.
Yeah.
You don't get to bail out on the
uncomfortable.
I'm not sure
my dad knew I had a vagina. Like, I'm pretty sure he was like, peace out. Like, there was no... I don't remember my dad being around for baths or never talked about puberty. Nope. I mean, maybe a little bit with my stepdad, only because he was around when like my first boyfriend dumped me and I had like a fucking horrible panic attack. And like he had just married my mom and was probably like, oh shit. Like, what do I do with this crying hot mess?
Right.
But I don't like it wasn't anything we talked about in our generation. I don't think.
Yeah. No, I think we're much more open. And I think it's so much healthier to be able to have those conversations. But yes, I just want him to not make her feel any shame around it. And I want him to also, he sprayed like a wound cream.
Oh no.
On which I asked the doctor and it was fine. But she was, instead of just putting like Desitin or like, I don't know, we still use diaper cream. She's a huge woman, but,
no, I mean,
but he just was like, I don't know.
They're like, just like kind of cleaning things probably.
Or it's really hot out here and they were in their bathing suits a lot. My kids end up with rashes there too. I mean, you have,
but I was like, don't just spray anything down there. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have spray down. He doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, right. Just Lysol that. This is going to be fine. Right. Which, P.S., my kids like to spray themselves with room freshener at my parents' house. I don't know why. But they come out smelling like these terrible Airwick garden, like, you know,
like
whatever.
Cover up. Like, they just smell like fart cover up then.
But, yeah. But like, that's like it. And they come out and I'm like, oh God, I didn't spray it. I didn't. And I'm like, and they were in there one time just for a long time spraying each other with Lysol. So.
Oh my God. Yeah. Kids are, can I, this is like totally a sidebar, but just because kids stupid spraying things with on each other. My sister and I, when we were like young and should not have even been attempting to smoke cigarettes, once tried cigarettes and then realized we had to go in the house and talk to my parents and our parents' friends were there. And the only thing that we could find to cover it up was perfume. And so I was like, open your mouth and spray perfume in her mouth. And she was like, like, and then I was laughing so hard and she was like, okay, you do it. And I did. Like, I saw her reaction and was like, and by the way, perfume not only tastes terrible, does not cover up freaking cigarette breath. Like, it was a bad idea.
And it's also got a really high alcohol content.
Well, if we had done that, we probably would have done more of that. But yeah, just as an FYI. Kids spray. It's fun to spray things. Whatever. You know it is.
Perfume's a better choice.
Yes. Not in your mouth.
Right. But not, you know, dad spraying wound cleaner on your badge.
It's the second time I've used cooch in the past couple days. Okay. Anyhow, I don't know why. Wait, before we go further into vagina talk, although I really always love that it comes back to vaginas, boobies, periods, and vaginas. Like, that's what girls should be able to talk about all the time. Right? I mean, like, 9 times out of 10, if a guy walks in the room and like, what are you talking about? That's what you're going to answer.
Right.
Like, either
just everyone shouts out. It's either
boobies, periods, or vaginas. Right. Like, that's what, or them. Right. You. Yeah.
Or apparently pubic hair in your daughter's case.
Right. Yeah. That's actually where I was going to go back. What's the so she's fascinated with it. And does your husband know that? And is he freaked out about that?
I don't know that he knows it as much, but I did share that he had hair down there too.
Oh my God.
Was she never went to go explore. She's old enough that she's not showering with him or anything. Right. Like that. I'm not sure why. Maybe just because she doesn't have it. And I don't groom mine. I don't know.
Was she like, you're natural. Was she fascinated by the fact that he had it too? Or did she think it was just girls?
I think she was a little shocked. Like, really? But men are just all around hairy, you know, like
the
hairy
chest. Right. So yeah, the hair sort of makes maybe more sense on them than it does on us.
Yeah. It's so localized on a female. Right.
The way that kids' brains work is like fascinating. Like, that's fine.
Well, I mean, I remember that. Like, and it was, you know, it's always a thing, particularly I think at this age of like 11, 12, 13. And I mean, you know, I guess even younger too. B sort of has this conversation too, but it's the thing that you don't have that means that you're older.
Yes.
Like, that's what it was. Like, getting your period, all what, you know, and like a pubic hair, that was the sign. Like, that's it. I have arrived. I am now a mature adult.
Yeah.
Which
my older daughter did walk into my room one day and said, I have pubic hair.
Oh my God. Pubes.
And I was like, I don't need to know that and I don't need to see it. And she was like, no, but look. And I was like, nope. Don't need to. I'm good. I trust you.
But I mean, I get like sort of the interest in it.
No, yeah.
But yeah, but watching kids also at that age realize that like boys and girls go through this.
Right. I don't know. No, you know, now that you said that also, I'm like, I've never spoken to my kids about the fact that men have pubic hair too. Like, I don't know that we've ever even had that discussion.
Yeah, I haven't really covered a lot of it. Yeah.
No.
Oh,
I mean, I assume they know or something. I don't know.
Have you had the conversation? Like, and okay, here's a good question. Since your daughter is six, what are the conversations that you have with her about bodies and about, like, what are sort of, where are you at in it? Because there's, you know, there's obviously some stuff they don't need to know and right. don't, like, can't really comprehend. But how have you started introducing this in a way that, like, you know, sort of springboards from one conversation to the next? Like, I think where are you at in the description of body stuff?
She doesn't know a lot. It's right. mostly, like, physically.
Right.
Like, we have vaginas.
Right.
There's hair on them.
Right, yeah.
When you get older.
Right.
She knows where babies come from, that it okay. comes out of your vagina.
Right.
I know there's other parts down there, but
right, that's the
cleaner yeah. for a 6-year-old, yes, just to yeah, exactly. stick with right. one.
Or they'll cut out of you, as I say to my kids.
Yes, right. yes. Or they can come to you different ways. We do know that too. She has a book, which someone gave us, that stays on our shelf, which her and her friends like to look at. It's got a picture of a penis in it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I remember yeah. that what when book? I was young.
Oh, my God. I was fascinated with I had the puberty. And what's funny is my mom found it recently cleaning out their office and was like, do you think I should give this to Zoe? So she gave it to Zoe with the conversation of, like, this was your mom's puberty book
oh
that
God.
She looked at. And I think Zoe was both like, that's really cool, and also horrified.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but I was obsessed with this book. It had these weird little, like, cartoon drawings yeah. of wieners.
Oh, you showed it to me, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was so into it. Wieners. I was like, look at it. Yeah, it was
we had a book what growing up, have? Which was called, when I was young, I remember, same thing, like finding this
right.
book and giggling about it.
Right,
our bodies
or like my mom's human, like it was like a,
it was,
you know,
like,
medical
where do babies
book.
Come from? It was like a picture book. And
I
it
had
was
our
with
body
two
ourselves.
Chubby little people
that's what I had.
That were like doing it in a bathtub because they were so in love.
In a bathtub.
And it was, yeah. And I just remember thinking it was so funny. And I wish I still had that book because it's hysterical. This is not,
well,
this
is
like
a. Well, the bathtub was probably a good way to, because yeah, you could picture just the top yeah. half of them and you didn't really need to draw
yes,
what was actually happening.
That's really, okay. Yep. So you don't have that book, unfortunately.
No, this is a. It, definitely too old for her to have on her right. shelf, but someone gave it to us and I put it on there and I don't know, it'll spark conversations.
Right.
Also for all of her friends that go home after looking at it, but it's more about right. little
I
girls
did,
and
I've
puberty.
Had that, like, cause you know, Zoe's got the books. One is, sex is a funny word, which we've talked about before yep. is a great one and all this stuff. And yeah, I had that thought where I was like, oh, cause Zoe is very inquisitive and asked me a lot of really great questions and stuff. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if she's shown this book to her friends.
Oh, of course she has.
And then I was like, oh my God.
You're going to get
calls. Those friends have told their parents.
Of
like,
course.
And then what's like, you know, and those are all the things that you start then like snowballing. Like,
right.
oh my God, I thought I was doing a really good thing. But now like all these kids have seen pictures of boobs.
But you know what though? It's no, I mean, if you get that call.
I mean, they're cartoons.
Right. And if you ever get that call, cartoons it's like, it's boobs. Not like, well, those are the best ones.
Cartoon
you know,
boobs?
Yeah, cartoon boobs. If you get that call at some point and a parent's upset because their kid learned something about sex or sexuality.
Really?
Or, like,
but
that's
most,
ridiculous.
Like my kids mostly hang out with your kids.
That's
so
true.
I'm not worried about that.
No, my kids are already, you know, teaching them how to put tattoos on vaginas. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, that happened recently. We
yeah.
talked about it. Yep. See what you're missing when Lulu and Callaway haven't hung out yet. She'd tattoo her vagina in a
oh,
heartbeat.
God.
Just, you know, take over for the pube. Be like, until you get pubes, let me put a Paw Patrol tattoo
oh my
right
God.
On your vagina. That'd be great. And it'll be all handled.
So now you said you're pregnant. You're having another, do you know, boy or girl?
It's a girl.
Okay. Another girl. So
yes.
no, some more fun conversations. Now, do you think it's going to be, I mean, I always, because I have two girls. Are you mm-hmm. looking forward to having two girls because it's just sort of easier knowing, like, you're a girl, you know, it's a little bit easier parenting? Or what, you know, how do you think, has Callaway reacted to the baby coming? What's?
I'm excited to have another girl.
Uh-huh.
I kept all my stuff, so it makes
yeah.
it easy.
Right.
I also feel like I know girls. The mm-hmm. only issue I have with girls is that she's obsessed with her dad. And I feel like I do everything and she's still obsessed with her dad.
Right.
She'll like even lean in and be like, Mama, I love Dada. And I'm like, go tell him.
Right.
Like, that's like, great. Like, I'd so appreciate how much you love your dad. But like, go tell him.
Yeah. Right. Like,
as he's sleeping on the couch. Like, so I'm like, oh, I hear that little boys love their mom so much and, you know.
You're like, maybe this one will be more mine. Thanks a lot. Well, that's a big age difference, though, between
yes,
them.
Yes. She was like, why don't I have a sibling? I really want a baby. You know, I'll be so helpful, all this stuff. And then when we told her.
She's not going to be helpful, by the way. Children will lie to you and tell you that they're going to be helpful. They're not very useful.
Well, then now when we told her, she was kind of like, oh. A baby. And sometimes she'll like, she got a little weepy the first night and she's having some feelings around how like her existence will change.
Right.
She's a very cerebral kid. And so she's really in her head about it. It's so far away still.
Right.
So I just try not to talk about it all that much, but we're trying to look for a new house and like, or move her into the playroom. And she's like, no, this baby is not ruining my life. So, I also heard her say to one of her friends the other day, she's like, I'm an only child and I really like it that way. Oh, and shit. I was like, we have a baby coming.
Like not for long.
She's like, yeah, that's not going to work for me.
No, that doesn't work anymore.
But you're so close with your siblings. So she's, and I always see like the most beautiful family pictures of all of you together and everything. Like, so she's like, do you use your relationship with your siblings to show her that like that's a positive thing?
I don't know that she sees that yet, but yes. I mean, part of the reason why I worked so hard to make this second baby.
Yeah.
was I don't know what I would do without my siblings.
Yep.
Parents are crazy. Yep. And though I think I'm pretty normal, I'm sure Calloway will think I'm crazy in the future. Right. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's so wonderful to have that sibling support, even if there's a big age difference.
Right. Yeah.
I'm so close with my brothers. I change their diapers.
And what's your age
now
difference?
I do
with
like
them?
Shots with them. I think Evan is like 11 or 12 years younger than me. So, wow. And he's the youngest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I was an only child and I liked it that way. I wanted siblings though. But between my kids, I keep telling them, like, I hate having a sister. You know, whatever, getting into it. And I'm like, I've heard that it gets better.
Eventually, you guys will be best friends.
I've heard. Right. Yeah, exactly.
I push mine onto each other. And especially when I'm acting crazy, I'm like, listen, you guys have to get along. Because in the end, you two are the only ones that are experiencing what a dick I am. So later on, you need to be able to sit to each like there together.
You're
and
gonna
like,
have to call her when you're in therapy and ask what and
be like, and be like, did mom really do this or is that my imagination? And then she'll be like, yes, mom did yell at us naked, like whatever it was, you know, which happened. You know, because that was my. I mean, I'm not really close to my older sister, but I was really, really close to my little sister. You know, she was my best friend, and that was like our endless dialogue of just, you know, did you get an email from mom? What the fuck is going on with her? Like, you know, we would just constantly talk about that all the time. And sometimes maybe we talked about our older sister also. It depends. But like, it's nice to have that, I think, as siblings. And hopefully Calloway will get like into that.
I would imagine too, growing up in sort of the unique situation that you did, you know, with your mom being so famous and doing all of that, that leaning on your siblings, I would imagine, would have been really important for you because there wasn't anyone else that really experienced what that was.
Yeah. I mean, there was definitely hard parts to having so many siblings as well. I'm the middle of 5. And my older sisters are extremely dynamic personalities. And I was sort of this awkward kid. And so I think, yeah, I mean, there's growing up, there was sort of some finding our way. But as adults, I mean, it's so supportive. And I mean, we don't get along all the time. I mean,
right, well,
who does? But it's really wonderful, particularly just dealing with anything. I know that I've got so many people to sound off. And we have all sorts of group texts. I cut my finger basically off, and my sister was like, do you need me to come take care of Callaway? I was like, no, we've got it handled. Like, you know, but everyone was on it. You posted that,
Mamas. What did I write you? I'm like, just text me a picture.
No one wants to see a picture. That's all you respond with.
I said, text me a picture. I was like, I do. I want to see it.
What's wrong with me?
Wait, so Tracy obviously is plays Mom in Black-ish, which I watch religiously because it's freaking amazing, and she's hilarious. And there, I said this to you before the show started, but there are times that she reminds me so much of you. Like your expressions, like things that she does. So I've totally been dying to ask you, you know, do you guys talk about that? And does she steal things from you in her reactions? Because there were certainly a few episodes that I was like, I had a moment.
I think we are very similar. Mm-hmm. We are the only two that have the same mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And my dad is hysterical. And we didn't grow up with my dad in the house, but somehow we sort of got that same humor. Mm-hmm. And also his reactions. Like, I just look just like my dad. I'm like a white Jewish man only with a tan is how I look. And just the reactions, I think they're very much similar to what he does. And you can see that sometimes she posts videos of her and my dad, mm-hmm. and they're so similar without having spent tons of time. So it's so crazy how much is nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
But yes, sometimes I watch Black-ish and I see her reactions and also her parenting, because she's not a mom, and how I would deal with things. Mm-hmm. But no, we don't talk
she
about
never,
it. Like,
really,
she doesn't.
Never asked you? Oh my God.
No, she's just a very good actress.
That's really crazy, because there have been, because Chutney and I run into each other at events like a lot. Because, well, and you should say what you do also, because that your job is really cool and I really like it.
Thank you.
What's your job?
I own Books and Cookies, mm-hmm. which was a children's bookstore, but now we closed a little over a year ago to go mobile. So we travel around doing story times, basically bringing books to life for babies and toddlers, making them a physical and musical experience. I also still have a seller's permit, so I do mobile book sales. So we're like the tiniest bookshop. It basically fits in the trunk of my car.
I love it.
So for events and things, I'll sell books, but we're in the process of building out a vintage truck. Everyone told me not to buy vintage, and I bought the most amazing vintage truck, but
that's
one day
amazing.
It'll run.
Right.
But yeah, so I'll do have the truck for events. As a bookstore, I won't sit on corners and sell, but mostly what we're known for is our spin on story time, not what you'd find at the library. It's loud, it's wild, but the kids get to get
into it. Like, when we get to events, if there's ever an event and you're there, my kids freak out. Like, they're like so excited that they get to go and do story time because it's so fun. But it's just it's funny because I've been with you when you were doing that, and then we were at the back to school one and it was like hot as hell and all of our kids were like losing their shit,
right.
And like, we were just, me, you and Allie were like trying desperately not to kill our kids at this event because they were like just, and they were like all piled up together like bitching, you know, and it's just like it there are times on the show that I'm like, I know that expression, I've seen Chutney give that to Callaway.
Yes, like, there was one episode early, I think it was like one of the first seasons, but she lost her child at the mall.
Yep.
And that's like a huge fear, like, because you're scared that they've disappeared forever, but the way she was screaming was so me and how I've totally screamed looking for her, because she always hides between the racks, which I don't know why they do that. It's so annoying. And frightening.
Yes.
But yes, so she was hiding between a rack and I totally responded like that, like a crazy woman screaming in the mall. And so it was so authentic and so real for the character, but also how moms react, probably.
Oh yeah. Have you? I don't think we've ever discussed. Have your kids ever gone like missing in a store or in a?
Lulu likes to go in between the racks, and I've totally had that moment of like, where the hell did my kid just go? No, the scariest moment I had was the one that I called you over when recently Harper was done with her musical, and she got a ride home, but she didn't tell me that she was getting a ride home, and the parent didn't call me and say, hey, is it okay if I give her a ride home?
That's
and
so
I was like, you don't do that. And so I went to go pick her up and I couldn't find her. And like, you know, and I'm a big fan of my favorite murder podcast. And so I'm like going through every scenario of how, you know, who abducted my kid and, you know, has her tied up in a van and is going to kill her, because all these kids are like filtering out of the auditorium and they're all just getting into cars. So who would have known,
right,
that that wasn't her parent if somebody was like walking her out? And I was so, I was like freaking out. And when I, she called me as I'm like about to call the cops. And when I tell you I answered the phone, I was so relieved and so angry at the same time. I screamed at a decimal that only dogs heard. Like, I'm not getting, like, I was like, what is that? Like, that. Oh my God. I was like, that's that. I was like, what are you doing now? It's that. Like, that was the noise. And she couldn't understand.
By the way,
anything.
When we're doing that, our producer was looking at the sound thing, like, like, oh my God.
She just right. broke it.
Everyone
she
just broke the podcast. You broke it. You yeah. broke the podcast.
I broke the podcast. Yeah.
And we're like, going to get a lot of mail about, like, please tell Celia not
never to make that noise
again.
Again.
Don't yeah. ever screech yeah. like that again.
They don't, but my kids also felt that way. I mean,
Harper's going to be the first email.
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. Lulu was in the backseat, like, right. like, you know, she couldn't believe. But I was so relieved that she was okay, but I was so angry at her. I was also super pissed off at that parent. Like,
yeah.
who puts a kid in their car and doesn't call and be like, you know, hey, is, you know, do you know that I'm giving your right. kid a ride home? Like, who does that? So that was my biggest one of like losing my kid. But yes, it's terrifying. So
it's terrifying and it happened so fast.
Oh yeah.
And that's so
yeah,
scary.
You just don't think about it.
Do you have a losing kid story?
Mostly it's in between the racks right. and she just doesn't answer.
Right.
So
they
I'm
think,
like
yeah,
on my
like,
hands
hiding.
And knees, like screaming, and she thinks it's so funny and it's just not funny. She's a very slow moving human being. She really appreciates
all
the world.
All children are like sloths. It's like the sloths in Zootopia at the DMV. You're like,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
No, they're going to tell a joke. Oh,
yep.
She moves very slow. So no, I usually don't lose her. At Disneyland, we gave her maybe a little bit too much sugar and she took off. And she's so slow that we didn't chase her because we were kind of like, she's going to stop, right?
Yeah.
And then, and I'm pregnant. So I'm like, Josh, I don't think she's going to. I don't think she's going to stop. She's in right. the crowd. You got to run. And then we were kind of like, so he was like going through the crowd trying to find her. And he did. But it was that moment of, wait, our child right. has way too much sugar and is going
and
for
she
it.
She took off. What about you? Have you lost a kid?
Oh, yeah. Well, they like at the grocery store, one of them will go like one aisle over and they think it's really funny to hide at the end or stuff like they've. Yeah, they've done that for sure.
It's like, I'm going to start hiding from my kids.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to reverse it. And next time, by the way, when I'm at a mall, I'm going to go into a clothing rack and hide in there. And when they yell for me, I'm going to be behind the clothes being like.
The problem right. is they well, probably
yeah,
love it.
I know.
Right. They're like, finally, freedom. Yeah. And you're like, oh, shit, this backfired.
Yeah.
They actually get really bummed when you come out.
They know. They're like, oh, there she is. Right. Steal everything in the store and you weren't going to tell us not to. This sucks. But it would be a lot of fun if we could just hide from them. I mean, I hide from them anyway.
That's what the lock on the bathroom door is for.
I know. It's true.
Yes. So yeah, so we're gonna come back with some craptastic parenting moments.
Oh, I have a big one.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's really good.
And we'll give you all the info on where you can hit us up, email your complaints, your which I'm sure there's tons.
Your how you lost your kid.
Your amazing parenting stories, dad stories about, you know,
pubic dealing, hair.
Yeah, all of it. We wanna hear Right. Yeah. No pictures, please.
Oh, God, no.
But we want to hear it all. So anyway, more for that when we come back.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And we are back. Oh, so much fun.
I know.
This has been great. So Celia, you were telling me earlier that you had a craptastic parenting moment of the week. And I have one too. And Chudney, if you have one from this week, please weigh in on a craptastic parenting moment. But Celia, she hasn't. Now, here's the hard thing, you guys, and I want you to understand this. Yeah. Celia and I are kind of inseparable. We're together all the time, and constantly texting. So when we have stories that we don't tell each other, it kills us. It's so hard. So like when she walks in the door and she's like, oh my God, something happened and I can't tell you, it really hurts. So I want you, the listeners, to know that it's painful for me to have to wait for these. So I can't wait.
All right. So this is a double whammy.
This better be good, by the way, because now I feel like I've really built it up.
No, no, no. It is. It's really good. It's a double whammy. Okay. It's my craptastic parenting moment. It happened last week. Like it was a 1-2 punch on my behalf. So Lulu was in a little play and it was the end of school, you know, last day of school, second to last day of school.
Right, when every stupid spirit, crazy hair, crazy yes. sock, crazy.
Like all of a sudden, like the last 2 days right. of school, they're like, by the way, your kid needs a costume as a fox. I'm like, fantastic. And I was like, I literally was like, tag, you're it. Jesse, right. like I was like, yeah. I'm not doing that. You can do it. And so whatever, we went there. It's me and my oldest daughter were sitting next to me. And then my ex-husband was on the other side of her. And then his fiance was on the other side of him. And we had sat behind, we came over and we sat behind one of my friends who I'm not going to name on this because I'm afraid. Okay. But she was sitting in front of me and she had taken both of our kids to a birthday party the previous weekend and texted me from the birthday party and said, you owe me for this, bitch. Because apparently it was horribly awkward and she was like hating her life at the birthday party and she took the little ones. And so I come down and we sit and there's only one other person in the row in front of us, but not sitting next to my friend. So we all sit down and I turn to my friend and I said, so the birthday party last week, like it was no good. Like that was, I'm sorry, I totally owe you. And she just turns to me and she's like, no, it was great. And me and his mom hung out the whole time. Why? Because the mom of the kid of the birthday party was the one that was sitting in the room.
And you were just like, hey, how was that terrible birthday yeah. party that you went to?
Yeah. And Harper's with me. So of course, Harper gets the church giggles. Like she can't keep it together as I'm trying to cover it up. Because I'm like, oh, I had a migraine. Like I just start stumbling, like making right. up reasons why the birthday right. party
no,
would have
I didn't
been
hear
bad.
That no, your I child's just, birthday party was terrible.
Crap.
I
right. And Harper's like, right. hee, 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 mom, you really screwed up. And I'm like, shut up, Harper. And so like, whatever, like that's already awkward. So now we're just like sitting here in awkwardness. My ex-husband hears it. He's like, nice. Like, I'm like, this is great. Like, pass it on. I'm an idiot. And so the play starts and there's four different plays. And for whatever reason, my kid's play is third. And in that moment, I take out my video camera and I'm taping her as a fox. And some kid who is diagonally across from me as I'm taping it keeps standing up like in her seat because the classes came to
right,
watch it
right.
So she kept standing up and like is you know watching the show and I'm getting totally irritated, whatever, I think it's over. Later on that night, Lulu's like, did you tape my play? And I said, yeah, I did. And I was like, let me she's like, oh, I want to see it. I said, okay, put it up for her and Harper. And I go and make dinner. And here's what the thing, I forget when the camera's on and I forget what I'm saying. So you hear me as I'm filming, I'm like, what the fuck, you little asshole. Can you sit down? Sit down. Just sit the fuck down. Why are you fucking standing up? Holy shit, is someone to tell this little asshole? And that my kids are dying. And I'm like, ah! Like, I run in and I'm like, no, 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 no. Like, give it to me. And they're like, we heard you. We heard you. And Lulu like tells me who the kid's name is. And she's like, I'm going to tell. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was like, you've one day to get through. You've one day to get through because the next day was the last day. I was like, you have one day to get through. You are not going to tell that little girl that your mom was calling her an asshole because she was standing up in front of your play. And she was like, I'm not making you any promises. That's what she said
That's,
to me.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get a call like or like, whatever. You know, I go in school next year and they're going to be like,
yeah,
hey.
Look, if the parent's smart, they'll be like, yeah, my kid was standing up in your way. They were being
she was standing in my way. And then I called the kid an asshole and I had it on video. Which, by the way, then my ex-husband wrote me and was like, hey, can you send me the video of Lulu's play? I wrote back, no, I can't.
No, I can't.
I'm sorry. I was like, it didn't come. It was a lot of static and I was never.
And some asshole was standing yeah. in front of it the whole time. So you can't see.
No,
it.
You do have to save it, though, for your kids.
Oh, like, I'm 100% saving it.
Because that's an amazing dick. For your.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm an asshole.
Memory box.
Clear. Yeah. Sorry.
So I have my craptastic parenting moment of the week, which I don't know if it's as good as yours, but it's. Okay, so B had a dance recital for her dance class. And last week was dress rehearsal. Was it last week? Yeah, last week was dress rehearsal. And I'm not a dance mom. I don't, I'm like,
Melissa Gassani is not proud of you.
No, no. I was like, oh my God, I so wish you were here right now, because I just need someone that knows how to plaster down a child's hair with hairspray. It's because I'm useless when it comes to that kind of stuff. Okay. I don't do my own hair and makeup. I don't, like, if it requires more than like a brush, that's it. I'm screwed. So like these crazy hair days and all this shit, it's going like, oh God, it's the worst for me. Cause I don't know how to do this. Like getting their hair in a straight ponytail is hard. So, it's dress rehearsal. So I'm like, so that means come dressed. I don't know. You're dressed. You're in the costume.
You've never had a dress rehearsal before.
Well, I don't know. That's my job. And other people tell
you what to do.
No. And there's other people there that make sure that my hair is done, my makeup's done, all that. Like, I wasn't paying attention. So anyway, so I show up with the kid in her costume, and there's like a scrunchie that goes with it. And so I'm like, oh, a scrunchie. So it goes in their hair like a ponytail. No, it's a bun scrunch. It's like thing, you know, yeah. They have their hair pulled back and they just have the bun around it.
Right, like loops over it or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But that required a bun, okay? Oh. So I come in, and it was for, they were doing a dress rehearsal in class and group pictures.
Oh.
So we come up, B's got her hair in this little half-ass ponytail that I did, and she's got no makeup on.
Sad
and
ponytail.
Looking like an 8-year-old. Right. And I walk in with her, and just all the other dance moms like looked at her and were like, like, literally, like there was
for shame.
It was an audible gasp of like, and I was like, hi. And they're like, oh. And one of the other, moms or whoever's running the dance thing or whatever, was like, yeah, your hair needs to be done. And I was like, it's in a ponytail. It's done. Right. It's done. This is done. It's something. Right. It's not just she washed it. So they're like, no, it needs to be in a bun. And I was like, okay, well, she doesn't have a lot of hair. So
yeah, you just cut her hair.
Right. So they're like, oh, we'll put a donut in it. I'm like, a donut? Why am I putting a donut? And I'm like, oh, right. And mind you, there's like three dance moms like looking at B and looking at me, and they're like, just do something. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Right. And so I literally started explaining. I'm like, I don't know. I'm bad at this. Like, I don't know how to do this for myself. And they were like, you like failed as a woman.
As a human.
Right. It was a woman, really. I was like, I don't know. Lipstick? So I have to buy. Now I'm at the dance studio and I'm like, I need a donut. I need a donut. So luckily they have donuts for sale there. Not the kind that I like, which are, you know, like fried and have frosting.
Right.
But this is a donut, like a spongy donut for your hair. So now I've got other moms that are like, oh, we've got to do. Now, does anyone have a hairbrush? So now it's like, you know,
they've taken
like an emergency
over.
Room. They take, they're God. Like, we need bobby pins stat, you know. And so I just sort of took a step back, and these other moms like sprayed it back, and one had hairspray in her purse, and another one had bobby pins, and they had like,
oh my God, I don't even have my wallet in my purse sometimes.
It was like dance moms fucking unite, right? Like they stepped in and were like on B, would put makeup on her and lipstick. They were like, I've got red lipstick in my purse. I'm like, I have chapstick somewhere. So she had like a well hairsprayed, slicked back bun with the scrunchie and the donut and the hairnet and bobby pins and red fucking lipstick.
Oh my God, it was like
lipstick.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, but
it
with
was
like
dance
moms.
It was dance mom makeover. For the idiot. Yeah, it was like dance moms for the idiot.
Dance mom for the moron.
But dance mom for the moron.
Ooh,
I
like that.
Oh, there we go.
There's a new reality show right there.
Well, it definitely takes a village. Constantly with your parenting, and I lean on my village all the time.
Oh, thank
so
God.
I did the same thing. I was totally late for dance. Her hair, we were trying to get dressed in the car, so I was doing makeup like over the back seat.
Oh,
but
God.
Then you get there, see, I automatically step back. I'm like, we need help. Like somebody, somebody step in. Who's got blush?
Once I knew we needed help, I didn't. I am so inept. I was like, this is fine.
Right. You thought you actually had it.
Right. Yeah.
That's what's the sad. Like you were like, I'm in. Didn't you go to the wrong shoes also? Didn't she have like the wrong color shoes?
They were Converse. They were supposed to be high top black shoes. So I bought black Converse. And then of course we show up to the big dress rehearsal at the place. And they all looked at me and they're like, the shoes have white on them. I was like, they're black high tops. They're Converse. And I was like, so I had to change out the shoelaces. And B was like, we should color it with Sharpie. I was like, oh, hell no. We're not coloring it with Sharpie. Like, you're the kid that's going to have some white on their shoes. Sorry, bro.
You bust out that Sharpie and I'm putting a mustache on you.
Right.
She would love gonna that. Go, yeah, you're right.
But anyway,
like
so that.
That
was, yeah, I failed pretty hard at that one. So, yeah.
I don't know. That might be a tie. Although, again, mine's on tape.
What's your craptastic
moment? Yeah, do you
have
a craptastic one?
Most recently, I don't know. I'm always sort of leaning on my village, so right. I'm never the mom that's on top. Just someone's always got it, so why
Who
not take advantage
moms?
Of
Look,
it?
There's three moms here, and every other mom we've ever had on our show, for that matter. Who are the actual moms that are on top?
They're the moms that don't hang out with us.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not that they don't exist. They don't hang
out
with
us.
Right. Yeah, that's what it is.
We're always late and we're always, missing something. Yeah. But someone's got it. I don't know. I'm happy to lean on my village. I think probably, you saw that I cut my finger. I asked the masses on Facebook to help instead of going straight to the doctor.
My baby's on fire. What do
I
do?
She posted in
Mama's. I was like, I'm gushing blood. Do you think I should go to the doctor?
Like, and it was literally like, you're like, I kind of cut the top of my finger off. That's what you wrote. And you're like, I'm not going to post a picture. Does anyone know if I should go to the doctor?
Well, truly, it wasn't an... If I cut my whole finger off, you put it on ice and you go to the hospital.
Right.
Like that, it wasn't enough to be that.
It was the tip of your pinky.
It was just the tip. Like I cut off a small yarmulke off the, it was so stupid, but because it was so round and I forgot to tell the doctor, but I'm also because of the pregnancy on a blood thinner. So I didn't even think of that, but I was like literally like streams of blood. And so I'm calling my family. I'm writing on Facebook. I didn't even wake up my husband. I was like just trying to gauge what I should do.
Right.
And my daughter's drinking the smoothie and little by little, she's like, oh my God, I can't drink this.
Oh,
and
God.
I didn't get any blood in the smoothie, but I think in all the conversation of how I cut my finger, I've traumatized her. She'll never drink a smoothie again. I don't even know if she'll drink. She'll eat pineapple again. I saw the skin. There was no blood in it. The skin
it's
was
the
still
new
on
flavor
the cutting
Jamba Juice. It's just the tip smoothie.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Yeah, because that can't be interpreted any other way.
Don't look at me like
just
that.
Just the tip smoothie. Yep. Jody's manager's like, I'll be taking that out. That will not be.
That's why she's here. Not, she's because someone else needs to be my guide for what is appropriate in life.
I mean, all I want to do is list what I think would be in the just the tip smoothie.
Ew, no, you don't
and
need to. Don't
I won't,
be gross.
But
no,
it's going through my brain and it hurts my head.
See, we've seen trauma in the laughs. Ta-da! Trauma bonded.
I really did want to see a picture of it. I posted
that's
that.
That's because you're gross.
I know. And I posted being like, text me a picture. And I almost wrote afterward, not because I'll know what to do, but just because I want to see how bad.
Well, that's what the response looked like.
Right,
exactly. It kind of just looked like.
And now I
have nothing, no help here.
No help here.
But I'd love to see it.
And now I know why the moms don't want to hang out with us. anyway, speaking of moms and ways and things that you don't like and ways to get a hold of us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to
write us about the things that you do like, that you don't like, about anything, whatever.
About whatever you'd like to do. You can find us on
your smoothie
all kinds.
Recipes, whatever.
You're just the tip stories. No, don't tell us.
Definitely don't share those.
Sorry, if that's how you got pregnant. Just saying, that's never really works. Okay, Instagram, it's at Never Thought I'd Say This. Facebook is the same, at Never Thought I'd Say This. And then Twitter is at Never Thought I'd. Because the title wasn't there. Somebody already took it. And then our email is neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
So get a hold of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Send us all kinds of random pinky pieces and
right?
pubic hair. I don't know.
And thank you so much, Chutney, for joining us today. Chutney. We had so much fun having you here. Thanks for
talking about periods, pubes, and vaginas.
Three of our favorite topics.
Totally.
And check out book. Is it Books and Cookies?
Books and Cookies.
And
yes.
And you also wrote a children's book.
I did.
Which I love.
I don't have an Instagram page for
That's
her.
That's okay. But what's it called?
So it's called Lone Bean. It's for 8 to 12 year olds. And it was... published by HarperCollins many moons ago, but you can still find it. It's a great back to school book.
And she's featured on thelittlemamas.com for our mompreneur about that book. And it's an awesome, awesome book.
Fantastic. So, well, thank you so much, Chutney. And
thank you.
For everyone out there, remember, guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audio Boom and Main Event Media.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.